Planning Commission to order in regular session. Everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any adjustments to the agenda?
Hearing none.
Do we have any business from the audience not pertaining to tonight's public hearings? All right, our first agenda item is a legislative public hearing on the City of Springfield's 2016 through 20 capital improvement program. So I'll open the hearing. And we'll begin with a staff report from Jeff Pascal.
So thank you, Chairman and Commissioners. As you remember, a couple weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago, we reviewed the CIP at the work session, went through that. One reminder with the 2016-2020 Capital Improvements Program is that staff is recommending to the council that we do biennial updates. That means the next opportunity, unless major changes come up to update the CIP, will be the 2018-2022 CIP. So we'll be using the first 2 years as the basis for the capital budget for this year and also for the capital budget next year. And then I'm available for any questions.
No questions. Next, we'll have the public testimony. Do we have any public testimony in favor, opposed, or neutral on the capital improvement program? Are there any other further comments or questions from the commission?
Just a quick comment. Moving to a biannual process, I think it's very important. I understand that other municipalities have done that, and I think it's probably the best for use of staff time to do that, and it makes good sense. I think it's always important to stay plugged in with your planning commission, and we talked about this during work session. I just wanted it to be part of the public record to make sure that on an annualized basis, the planning commission has an opportunity to interact in regard to the CIP. So.
Any other questions or comments? Does the staff wish to provide any summary or closing remarks?
Not really, other than as the plan is to come back to the Planning Commission and Council, not necessarily for updates, but as a reminder of what is in the next year's CIP, so what will be going in the capital budget for, so for the capital budget in 2017, or FY 2017. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any request for a continuance or extending the written record on this matter? All right, then I'll close the public hearing.
You need a motion to close the hearing.
Yeah, I was going to do
that. Second motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make that.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. We'll have a vote by voice. Vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? The motion carries.
And then a motion for the record as well. And those could be made together, but it's fine to separate.
I'll make a motion that we close the public record.
Thank you.
Sorry about
that. That's fine.
I second that.
All right. And our second agenda item.
We need to take action on the motion to close the.
And then a motion on the actual item, whether the Planning Commission wishes to recommend or recommend modifications or not recommend that the City Council approves. So.
All right. So the motion carries.
So someone needs to make the motion and then second and then votes.
I'll make the motion. I'm not sure what to call it. I'll let somebody else do that.
I'd like to move to recommend approval of the Springfield City Council, the 2016 through 2020 Capital Improvement Program, the Community Reinvestment Plan.
Second that motion.
Sorry, I wasn't on that page. Sorry.
That's secret.
Okay, and the motion carries.
No, all in favor.
Okay, that would be.
All in favor.
Okay, in favor again. Vote by voice. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries.
There you go.
Okay, second agenda item. A quasi-judicial hearing, site plan review on a discretional use at 725 South 42nd Street by the Hillview Baptist Church. We will begin with a legal introduction. Lauren King.
Thank you. So the hearing tonight is a quasi-judicial hearing. A quasi-judicial hearing means that certain due process procedural rights are associated with the decision-making process. These rights include the right to notice, the right to present evidence, and the right to have a written decision based upon standards, and the right to an impartial decision maker. The primary purpose of the hearing is to establish a record upon which a decision can be made. The record in this matter consists of the application and any supporting information, any staff report and supporting documents, and any testimony and documentary evidence admitted during the hearing. By statute, you have the right to request that the record be held open for 7 days. You do not have to give a reason for the request, but you must make the request before the hearing is closed. If new evidence is introduced during that time, the record may be held open for an additional period of time to allow other parties an opportunity to respond to the new evidence. You also have the right to request a continuance of the hearing. A continuance is discretionary with the Planning Commission. The party requesting it must show that prejudice to his or her rights will not be cured by merely holding the record open. The hearing procedure and the criteria tonight will include the applicant testimony, testimony by those in favor, testimony by those neutral, testimony by those opposed, staff summation, rebuttal by applicant, the close of the hearing, and discussion of any issues in compliance with the adopted plans by the Planning Commission, and then a decision or a continuance of the proceedings. Any person who participates in the hearing may appeal the Planning Commission's decision to the Land Use Board of Appeals. Please consult an attorney regarding a deadline for appeal and the form of appeal. Oregon land use law requires that the Planning Commission disclose any ex parte contacts or conflicts of interest related to this matter and allow any person to challenge the commission for bias. Generally, a conflict of interest involves a situation where the decision maker or his or her family or business would benefit or suffer by his or her decision, and an ex parte contact is communication to the decision maker that includes substantive issues regarding the application and occurs outside the public venue. Chair Vose, at this time, it is appropriate to open the hearing.
We'll open the public hearing. And so I'll ask for declarations of conflict or interest or ex parte contact. So then we will have the staff report. Mark Metzger.
Thank you. As I was coming up, I noticed that at least one gentleman has a permission to speak card in his hand, and just wanted to make sure that everyone who wants to speak has provided you the cards and so on. And I extend that to anybody else who came in late. I noticed there were a couple of people came in, but we're here tonight to talk about a proposed church at the corner of South 42nd and Holly Street, which is also called Old Mount Vernon Road. This particular property was formerly the site of Mount Vernon School. The school was closed a number of years ago. It functioned for a short time as a Lane County Head Start program site. That was closed also, and the school has since demolished. School district has since demolished the school and put the property up for sale. About a year ago, the district, in conjunction with Hillview Church, came before this body to change the zoning on this very site from a public land and open space to low-density residential, which would accommodate a church. And while The church was not the applicant at the time. I think we had a brief discussion about the possibility of the church occupying that corner for this purpose. Church uses in a low-density residential neighborhood require a discretionary use hearing before this commission. A discretionary use is something that applies to a type of activity that is different and may not fit into the given zone, and so it's an opportunity to review that use and just to make sure from you, the Planning Commission's perspective, that this use in a residential neighborhood will be a good fit. And so there are standards that apply to churches in a residential zoning district. As part of our staff review, we have made findings that not only address discretionary use criteria for approval, which are shown on the board behind you, and also in the staff report that I've provided, but there are also some special standards for siting, and the proposed application meets those standards as presented. I think probably just to keep things short, to let you know, staff has reviewed the proposed application against the criteria for both site plan review and for discretionary use, because in this case, because the discretionary use activity is associated with construction of a facility, we have to consider both the site plan and the discretionary use applications together. And so in reviewing both and making findings in my report for both, staff believes that with certain conditions of approval, both applications can be made conform to the criteria that are shown behind you. That said, it's a staff recommendation that the Planning Commission approve the Hillview Baptist Church application with the conditions of approval that are cited in report. Now, there are, I think, 15 or 16 different conditions of approval. Just as a matter of context, many of these are boilerplate conditions that are levied upon virtually every site plan application. There are no deal killers, I think, in this particular application. It's a good use for the site. Those conditions are mostly associated with site plan things and really don't have anything to do with the discretionary use, which really focuses on, is this an appropriate use in a residential district? And our findings are that as a discretionary use, the church will be a good fit in the neighborhood.
Any questions? Comments? All right, next will be testimony presentation from the applicant, the applicant's representative.
Hi.
State your name and your address for the record, please.
And my address?
Yes, please.
Does it need to be my business or my personal? Does
business
that matter?
Business is fine.
What?
Business is fine.
Okay. I'm Tina Gard with Capital Engineering and Consulting, and our business address is 1430 Willamette Street, number 325, Eugene, Oregon, 97401. We have reviewed the staff report and agree with the findings. We don't really have anything else to add, but we're available for questions. Also, Bruce Sinke, the architect, is here. He's available. And the two pastors, assistant pastor and pastor from the church, are available as well. So that's all I have to add.
Questions, Diane? Thank you. All right, now we will have public testimony. I have one card which is neutral. Is there anyone who is in favor of this proposal that wishes to speak? Anyone opposed wishes to speak? And I have one card of Mr. Gilbert Rodello. Can you state your
name? I'm losing my voice, so.
Name and address, please.
Gilbert Rodello, 829 South 43rd Street, Springfield.
Thank you.
My only objection is the impact it's going to have on South 43rd Street, which is a gravel road. It's always in need maintenance, at least every 2 months. I'm afraid there's going to be a lot of traffic on. That's my only concern. because the way I see it, South 43rd is about right here. And if they're going to be using that, it's going to create a lot of dust. You know, the church is fine. That doesn't bother me. That's the only thing that bothers me is that increase in traffic, and I know will be. That's all I have.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on this matter? All right, we have opportunity for staff summary or closing.
I think there's a person that wants to speak.
Oh, okay.
Show me that.
Can you just state your name
and
address?
Okay. My name is Caleb Wood. Address is 285 South 42nd Street. It's address of the church. And just represent the Hillview Baptist Church. And just want to mention it's a privilege to be able to be here tonight. I just want to thank you for being able to hear our proposal to be able to have a church there on the property there at the old Mount Vernon School area. And just want to mention here this evening just the area and the route of traffic that will be coming in will be mainly through 42nd Street and then maybe just a little bit there on Holly as well. That would be the majority of the traffic there. Typical week will just basically be Sunday we'll be having services as well as Wednesday evening. But other than that, will be low traffic, things of that nature. And so just want to take just a brief minute to say thank you for the time.
Thank you. Do we have any closing remarks from the applicant?
I think staff has an opportunity to provide a summation first.
I guess I want to be sensitive to the neighborhood and then point out there is a driveway onto Mount Vernon Holly Street. It doesn't align directly with 43rd Street. 43rd Street is to the south and is a gravel road. I would anticipate that persons attending the church will come either south or north on South 42nd. I would guess the great majority will be coming south on 42nd. There is a major driveway off of 42nd into the site. That should take most of the traffic off of Holly Street. People would be coming and going off of South 42nd, which is a minor arterial already. Sunday morning traffic, I live in the neighborhood, is very light. Although a church use, it is sort of a 15 or 20 minute pulse where everybody's getting there or everybody's going home. And so there will be a certain amount of busyness here. If the church is successful and thrives, then you're going to have people coming and going, and I'm sure that they want to be successful and grow in the future. But they have provided more than needed parking, which will help prevent inundating the neighborhood with on-street parking. This is a secondary access, but again, I don't perceive people coming up 43rd Gravel Road to access the church or even leave and go that other direction. It would be more convenient to come out onto a paved road. And not to minimize the testimony earlier, but I don't know that it'll be a significant impact on South 43rd.
Where does 43rd Street go?
Goes all the way down to Jasper Road. It is a through connection, is it not? Yeah. Yes.
Is there anything in the future that we could look at maybe to oil that gravel road since it is a Springfield City street? Just throw oil on once a year to really help with the dust? I don't know. Just a question.
Yeah, I really am not in a position to address that, but it is something that Public Works could probably address. It is something where, for planning purposes, we have to stay on. What is the impact of the church realistically on the neighborhood? Is there a need to levy different kinds of conditions to make it fit? And we think it is a pretty good fit in the neighborhood as it is. But I wish for this neighbor's sake that they would pave it. It's just, I don't think that we can condition saddle the church with paving of the road. And that would be the only opportunity here.
Thank you. Is there any request for continuation extending the written record? now I'll close the public hearing.
That gentleman here, raise his hand.
Could I ask?
You can come up to the mic and just say your name and address, though, please.
My name is David Spees. I own the properties directly across from the proposed site on Mount Vernon Road. And the properties that are located on that block all have a clause in the deed that says if South 43rd Street is ever paved, that we get to participate in paying for that, even though we don't front on South 43rd Street. So I currently own three pieces of property, so I would be allocated expenses to make that happen against my property. So if the impact of the church would be that we're going to end up paving South 43rd Street, I don't know if that would apply to the church participating in that process or not. So this is a pocketbook issue for me. I'm not opposed to the church. I'm a little concerned about the impact on the development of my property, and I spoke to Mr. Metzger, excuse me, about that prior to the meeting. So he's given me some assurances that it, you know, wouldn't impact the subdivision or development of the property that I own. So, but I, like I said, it's kind of a pocketbook issue for me if something ends up happening in South 43rd Street. So, thank you for your time.
All right, a quote request to continue or extend the written record. I'm going to close the public hearing.
A motion is needed for closing the hearing and closing the record.
I make a motion that we close the public hearing and the record.
Second.
Both of them.
So then we're going to vote.
Yes.
Okay, vote by voice vote. Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Now we have discussion.
Now you can discuss.
It doesn't appear to me that approving this is going to trigger the paving on that street, even though the gentleman here probably would like to have that happen. It's my hope that that traffic, that's a gravel street, people will have a tendency to try and find some paved road to use it. So I'm hoping that I'm hoping that doesn't happen to you.
Reviewing the information provided by staff, you know, and knowing that location pretty darn well, I think I can't think of a much better use of that property. It's really adjacent to the railroad tracks to the north. It's got parkland to the east. It abuts a fairly good-sized arterial road, and so it's not like it's surrounded by residential properties on three sides. I appreciate the fact that the primary entrance to this is off of the arterial, not off of Holly Street, and I think and the fact that the Holly Street entrance does not line up with the gravel roadway, and so I tend to think that primary uses for this church will be during those Sunday and Wednesday time frames, and probably the vast majority of the traffic will enter off of 42nd Street, the information provided by staff, the findings, I think support the discretionary use, and I think it's a good use for the property.
Now close the public hearing?
So the hearings are been closed. So now it's just if you'd like to entertain motions of whether or not to approve or approve with modifications or deny.
Okay, then it's time for a motion then.
Yeah, I'd like to move to approve the staff's recommendation, including conditions of approval for the applications for the discretionary use file TYP 315-00001 and site plan review file TYP 215-0001 for the proposed Hillview Baptist Church at 725 South 42nd Street.
I'll second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. Vote by voice. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved.
Can you tell me who seconded that? Who made the motion?
Commissioner James.
Thank you.
Second.
Now we can close the public hearing.
It's been closed, yep.
All right.
So. Would be next on your agenda is council action.
All right. Okay. Reports on council action. Anyone have any reports?
I often go to council meetings, and I haven't done that lately, so I'm afraid I can't help. Sorry.
Business from the Planning Commission. Business from staff.
No new business. We had the discussion about final commission appointments, and so at the next regular meeting of the City Council, that will become formal. But it did occur in a public meeting, so yeah, we just wanted to pass that information along.
All right. There's no other business, so we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.